This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. We're going to begin by talking about Ohio, but thanks so much for listening. This show, this hour, is all about language. It's kind of a little puzzle. Let's see where you can find various language references throughout the show. Everything from language related to race to offensive speech, language in politics. It's all here in the program, so stay with us. But we're going to begin by talking about politics and checking back in on a story we've been following for months now. The speed of the economic progress in the swing state of Ohio and the impact it's having on the 2012 election's final days. The numbers show a tight race, the poll numbers anyway. The economic numbers show a rising economy in parts of the state of Ohio. The trends are another story, and those political trend lines vary depending on where you go in this diverse state. A solid recovery, though, in Ohio is an opportunity for someone. Is it the president who won here in 2008? Or is it the Republican governor, John Kasich, who won here in 2010? Well, whoever takes the credit, there are happy faces throughout Northeast Ohio these days. Here's Tom Humphreys of the Youngstown Chamber of Commerce.
I'm from here, so I can compare what was 40 and 50 years ago to where it is today. And it reminds me of back then, where people have more smiles on their face. There's more opportunity. There's hope.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, has recently returned from Northeast Ohio. He's been talking to folks like Tom Humphreys in Youngstown. Who is taking the credit for this economic development? How much of an impact will it have on the campaign? It's all part of the PBS NewsHour's Battleground series. Todd's report airs this evening on the NewsHour, and he's giving us a preview. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hi, John.
So what's going on in Ohio, and how is this economic dynamic transforming the race?
Well, we went to one little corner of Ohio, the northeast corner, Youngstown, where you heard Tom Humphreys there, Akron, Mahoning County, everything east of Cleveland up there. That's where we went. Look, we all know Ohio is critical, 18 electoral votes. And the electoral map experts tell us this, critical to both candidates, Mitt Romney essentially can't win unless he wins Ohio. It's possible, yes, extremely difficult. Barack Obama, it's critical as well. He has a slightly easier time. If he lost Ohio, he could still potentially win the election. But it's critical. And the reason why we went to this part of northeastern Ohio, John, is because of the economic boon there. It's far from just the auto bailout. Now, of course, there is the auto bailout ordered by the White House that Barack Obama takes credit for. There's a big GM plant in the neighborhood. But we found out it's about a lot more than just autos in this area that's making everybody look up. And this really is a feel-good story in a lot of ways, a good news story. There's brand new steel plants in the area. There's a small high-tech industry, and instead of exporting all of their steel to other parts of the country where they're drilling for natural gas and shale, John, there's a big giant shale reserve, natural gas right under their feet, and they're just on the cusp of what they see as a huge energy boom. A lot of enthusiasm in that part of the world. You heard Tom Humphreys there say that he hasn't felt this way in 50 years living in the area.
So is there an attempt to take credit for the boom? I would think, particularly in Northeast Ohio, which skews Democrat. I mean, as you get closer to Cleveland, it skews really Democrat, that if you're feeling better than you were 4 years ago, that's going to benefit the president.
Sure. And it's a feel-good story for people living there. For the politicians, it's a must-win story. It's about taking credit. So the question is, who gets all the credit? Now, it's complicated. It's a good situation in northeastern Ohio. But does Barack Obama, the incumbent, get all the credit? Not really. That's what we're finding out. First, the auto bailout. And that's one thing that you've heard of. The Lordstown GM plant has 4,500 jobs located just outside Youngstown, Ohio, in the neighboring county. Not just jobs at GM were saved, jobs at ancillary factories that make, you know, steering wheels and parts and car seats, all those things. Now listen to this. This is a guy named Dave Green. He's president of the United Auto Workers Local 1714. His opinion about who gets credit.
In March, everything almost came to a halt, right? The contractors we had in the plant were backing off. There were helicopters flying over our plant taking inventory, people walking through our plant with clipboards taking inventory. They were going to liquidate our facility, okay? That's a fact. So Mitt Romney can, airbrush this all he wants. That's what was happening at the time. The fact that President Obama stood up and said, I'm going to take a bet on the American workers and we're going to invest in this, when it wasn't a popular thing to do, absolutely, he deserves credit.
Now, that's one opinion, but let me play you somebody else. Listen to Chris Jaskiewicz. He's the chief operating officer of a company called Evett Steel in Youngstown and the surrounding area. They make parts for and pipes and joiners and couplings for the natural gas industry. Now, he's looking up too. Let me play you some sound for him and then explain why his vote is complicated.
I've grown up here my whole life. I've been here for 39 years. I'm very excited about what I see. The camaraderie, the people coming together, it's like I've never seen it before. And people talking, restaurants are full again, hotels are full again, the shopping centers, people are spending money. It's a good sign that there's a lot of growth coming, and I think the people that have seen it down so long are really relieved to see this uptick.
Now, Chris Jaskiewicz is an interesting case, John. His company's just added 505 jobs with a lot more to come. They are hiring on their website, on a sign outside the plant. He voted for President Obama in 2008, thinks he did a good job, and doesn't buy the line from Republicans that Barack Obama has slowed down the drilling industry because he's benefiting from it. But you know who he's voting for? He's voting for Mitt Romney. And the reason why is because over the next 4 to 8 years, he sees a Romney administration as more favorable to a business environment and more favorable to his company's interests. So he's somebody who's switching from Democrat to Republican in the gas boom for that reason.
You know, the president announced he's voting early. He's already voted, and early voters did very, very well for the president, particularly in Ohio. How is that affecting the ground game there in Ohio?
Huge, John. Early voting started on October 18th. Ohio has a long early voting period. They got 30% of people voting early in the last election. They expect 35% this time. We stopped by one voting center in Mahoning County where Youngstown is. We were told every single day 350 to 500 people, and they expect 1,000 per day up to the weekend before the election. The key there is not only do people get their votes in, but Barack Obama does have a 2 to 3 point average lead in Ohio. He is ahead there, and every single person that votes early for either side, they're locked in. Their mind can't be changed after that. You don't have to worry about them. Both sides know it's absolutely critical.
And Obama's in Cleveland, was in Cleveland last night. Romney is going to be in Cincinnati at Defiance, Ohio this week. Biden will be in Ohio 3 days this week. And next week, Barack Obama comes back with Bill Clinton. So it's still very much the battleground.
Yeah, it is. All those things you listed all happened this week. Mitt Romney was across the state. Paul Ryan was in the state. Joe Biden was here for 3 days. It's all happening, and they're all back next week. They are getting inundated there, John. People there know how important they are. They might be a little bit sick of all the campaigning, but they know how important they are.
All right. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. You can see his report tonight on the PBS News Hours.